Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Parliament resumes on Tuesday and will sit for 2 weeks, with a week's break before the start of the final two-week sitting period in this term. That'll formally end on October the 26th, the date set for the dissolution of this 49th Parliament, although the last sitting day in the House is scheduled to be Thursday, October the 6th. That leaves just 10 more sitting days for the government to get its bills passed, and they're unlikely to include the alcohol reform bill reported back from the Justice and Electoral Committee during the adjournment, and now ready for its second reading. We're told that that's not likely to occur this week, a short one for the government, as it includes a Members' Day on Wednesday, when all eyes will be on Heather Roy's bill to end compulsory membership of student unions. The bill got stuck in its committee stage in March, held up in the queue behind private and local bills by an opposition filibuster that has finally run out of steam, as Rhys Lyon discovered when he talked to its architect, Labour's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
What's the justification for the filibuster?
Well, it's a bill that we're very heavily opposed to. It's one which we thought for a very long time there was going to be some compromise on, because we know that the Minister of Teacher Education doesn't support the bill. I mean, it's a weird situation where the government's voting for a bill the core of their cabinet, the minister in charge of it, doesn't agree with. And what we were hoping for was by delaying, and we had hoped to delay it until after the election, we now can't do that. We thought that we would convince the government and the ACT Party to make some changes, to adopt what would effectively be a KiwiSaver model, one where people are in the student union but a very simple opt-out process. Mm-hmm. Just tick the box and you're out. But that's, the government, for reasons that I can't work out, relationships with the ACT Party, I presume, have decided not to do that.
You say that you won't be able to hold that up now. Could you explain why?
Well, the reason is that the government has discovered the tactic, which, we always knew that they had, and that was an ability to move progress on bills which are higher up the order paper, ones which we had been debating. Government have got the numbers on those votes, they've chosen to exercise it, and therefore the filibuster tactic, which we'd employed for some weeks, won't work on an ongoing basis. I was a bit frankly surprised that it took them that long to work it out. I was also a little bit surprised that the bill wasn't included in an urgency motion. It would have been relatively simple to do that, and that would have been the end of the filibuster as well.
I was going to ask as well, why you thought it took them so long.
Well, my view is that the National Party didn't really care. I mean, they, it was a bill that they weren't that supportive of. From their perspective, it blocked other bills coming through, and, government, you don't know what comes up random in the ballot, and there could have been something more embarrassing than that. But from our perspective, it's worked really well because, all around the country, we've got increasing groups of students who seen what we've done, seen we've worked really hard for them, it's been not a bad recruitment tool as far as the Labour Party's concerned.
There's been some criticism about the filibuster, the tactic of using it, but that is a legitimate tactic.
It's one of delaying is possibly the best tool that any opposition has for any legislation. It just happens to work better for members' legislation because the government can't reorder it in the way that it can reorder its other legislation. It's something. I mean, filibusters are used extensively in the United States, United Kingdom. Most democracies have systems whereby bills, with a strong feeling on the part of the opposition, bills can be delayed. You never stop them passing, but you can cause them to be deferred.
And so just on that, I mean, you don't think you'll be able to hold it up till the end of this term?
No.
What do you think is going to happen with that bill?
Unless there's another burst of urgency or there's another Wednesday lost, it will almost certainly be passed, probably, unfortunately, on the last Members' Day before the election.
and that's likely to be either the last Wednesday in September or the first one in October in the very last sitting week. Meantime, though, the House resumes for its penultimate sitting period on Tuesday at 2. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.